Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh has been getting some texts from a lady who wants to kiss you under the mistletoe or what?
Yeah, a little
What's
bit.
What's going on with this?
This is kind of an ex situation where I had a breakup with an ex-girlfriend that we dated in college and a little bit afterwards. So it's been a minute, and it was not a good breakup. Like, this one was, you know, we were dragging out all the stops to kind of make each other feel bad about breaking up. So not an amicable, not a let's be friends, anything like that. It was kind of more of like a let's never talk again.
Yeah.
But lately it's been really weird. She has been like liking my stories. She has been DMing me the stories, like the ones that we had at Roller City. She even commented on those, swiped up on the stories. And now she's kind of trying, it seems like, have you heard the story or the saying, I want a happy birthday my way into my ex's life?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You kind of
yeah.
happy birthday and you try to get the conversation going again. I think she's trying to Merry Christmas her way back into my life. And
oh.
So not only is she swiping up on stories and talking, but she's DMing me and she's kind of like, hey, like, are you off during the holidays? We should grab coffee and catch up and these things. And I'm like,
do it.
We hated each other. Well, that's the thing.
She's
okay,
changed.
So that's what I'm trying to feel out here is like, kind of interested. I'm kind of like, should
oh,
I
you?
Say yes? Because it was a bad breakup.
Somebody
like it was
their eyes
not.
You.
It was not good. No, but this is history. Like this is
what happened to this pilot that you were smitten for and totally in love with.
This is a different story that I'm talking about right now, Jared.
Well, what happened to the girl
story.
You were with?
No, nothing. That's the thing. But it's casual dating. I'm not in a relationship right now. So it's all casual dating. So when someone from my past comes back,
it's different.
It piques your interest.
It's different out there.
Well, then do it.
Now.
What happened to the other one before the pilot?
It's different out there,
I
Jeremy.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
It's different.
We don't need to bring that up. We can just talk about this one.
Because that's the thing. He is in the casual dating scene. So as long as you're transparent with that and everybody knows
I'm just being
that you're
the listener right now.
I know
listening.
You
like,
are. And if
what happened to the other two girls he was with?
But that's how dating is right now. Like, there's
not
multiple.
With, dating.
Yeah,
going
dating.
On dates. I'm not with anybody.
He
it's
just
casual
liked
dating.
The pilot. That's it.
He's great. Really liked the pilot. What happened to the pilot?
He still really likes
that's
her.
She's great. It's just, you just, there's opportunities that arise, you know? Why are you mad about this?
I know. Don't get mad.
Because you really liked the pilot. Why are you even thinking about this?
Because
the pilot was awesome.
But,
until
she bought toys for our toy drive.
When you get brought back to like the history and the feelings that you guys had from a long time ago, you start to think about it. You reminisce a little bit. And then you're like, well, I mean, I don't know. You just said right off the bat, people change.
Yeah.
Could this be different? Like, we had great chemistry together years and years ago, and then it took a really bad turn. I mean, could it be different this time? There's always that feeling of, could it be different this time?
Do you dip your toe back in?
I don't want to say anything else.
I want your input. I need others' input.
Well,
I'm not going to be mad.
On this specific
story,
you
were with a really nice girl. What happened to her?
But they're still dating. Like, that's the thing.
Well,
they haven't.
Then focus on the nice one that bought toys for our toy drive.
That's not how it works.
But the interest is peaking.
Exactly. The minute he focuses 100% on one, they're not interested anymore.
That is how it goes.
It is a very careful dance that you have to choreograph dance. So that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, you finally allow yourself to like somebody, and then they go, well, you know what? I'm actually not interested.
Yeah. You can't give them all your eggs.
You can't.
You got to put your eggs in different baskets.
I'm disgusted by this.
Why?
I put all my eggs in one basket.
Well,
we've been together for 25 years.
That
or
was
25 years ago.
It was a different time.
That was a long time ago, too. Like, before internet dating.
It was social media.
Online
before
dating
social media.
Changed everything. So there's just a different approach now. But I get it.
You get to be
girl,
a bigger slut now if there's online dating, right?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Bigger man whore.
Yeah. You get to be open about it. Well, but girls too. That's the thing.
That's right. Yeah, I get
in
it.
In general, guys and girls.
What I'm hearing.
As long as you're honest about it,
I don't think you should do it.
Fine.
Don't do it.
You don't think I should?
Nah, don't do it.
But
you will, but don't.
Katie, I think.
Well,
but that's the thing. It's like when you think about. When something like this happens, technically, like, we tend to just look at all the good things. Like,
you're right.
When someone comes back into your life like
it's
that.
It's exciting again.
It's exciting. You remember how
Wasn't
they made
the pilot
you feel.
Exciting,
you remember?
Though?
She's
yeah,
great.
But again,
I'm not saying anything wrong about her.
Yeah, but when it comes to this, like, you tend to forget the bad things.
Why would you
and
break
so
her heart, though?
That's why I.
There's no heartbreak. It's been a month, dude.
She likes you.
We're not even talking
I
about
like
the
her.
Pilot.
Then go with the pilot. She's successful.
But you don't
She's
know.
She's beautiful.
Dude, you don't know. You don't know.
All you talk about is how you want to get married and settle down. You've got a great one on the line.
You don't know.
She bought toys for our toy drive.
There are. You got to really get to know someone before you marry them, Jeremy.
You do.
You do. And there could be things.
Well, you got to do that by going out with them multiple times and hanging out, not just hopping to do it to an ex.
That's why I'm asking.
No, don't do it.
You don't want me to?
Tracy said, come on, Josh. Leslie said, don't do it, Lizette.
Past stays in the past.
One of my favorite sayings is there's a reason the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield. And it's because you need to focus on what's in front of you and not what you've already passed.
But she could be in front of
me
again. She's
really
in front. Well,
big,
that's a way
you
to
know
say
what?
It.
You know it's got a really big windshield? An airplane.
No, they don't.
A cockpit. Yeah.
Here's a song for you. It's called The Sign. I saw The Sign.
Okay. It's for you, Joshy.
And she flies planes, and she's pretty, and she's successful. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, I won't.
Turn this one up.